KBZ News Radio 1030, where the news watch never stops.
WBZ News Time 2:30, 73 degrees in Boston. I'm Ann Carrick, WBZ News. Here's what we're following in the WBZ Newsroom. Louisiana, Alabama, and Florida are in the path of Hurricane Nate, expected to make landfall tonight in the Gulf Coast.
No one should take this storm lightly. It has proven to be very deadly.
11 people are injured after a car hits pedestrians in London near the Natural History Museum. The characters of Sesame Street rally to help children after trauma.
Muppets are highly trusted. We all love watching them, and they can be really helpful to all of us.
Barry Burbank looking at our weather.
Lots of clouds, but breaks of sunshine this afternoon as the temperature goes well into the 70s and it gets humid.
And Mike Riley on sports.
Baseball returns to Fenway tomorrow as the Red Sox and Astros resume their series in the ALDS.
Hurricane Nate is on track to the Gulf Coast, heading toward New Orleans. Expected to make landfall tonight. Meteorologist Chad Myers tells us what to expect.
Biloxi, Mobile, Gulf Shores, not just along the beach.
Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser says Louisiana is ready.
We said all along we were preparing for a Cat 2 or 3. We could see some major flooding.
President Trump already approved an emergency declaration for several parishes in Louisiana and ordered federal assistance for the state, with FEMA and the Department of Homeland Security coordinating disaster relief efforts. A car crash injured 11 people outside London's popular Natural History Museum. Police say it was a traffic accident, not a terrorist attack. A massive police presence descended on the museum district minutes after the accident at 2:20 local time. It took nearly 4 hours before police decided it was not terror-related. Mohammed Al-Sihia is there.
We saw one of a few that have.
Police detained one man thought to be the driver. He has not been charged nor identified. Federal prosecutors prevent an ISIS terror plot targeting New York City. Three men allegedly plan to set off explosives in Times Square, on subways, and at concert venues. CBS News Justice reporter Paula Reed is in Washington with the latest.
Newly unsealed court documents, concerts.
Again, Paula Reed with CBS News. A man was shot in Providence while sitting on the front deck of a home. WJR-TV reports officers were called to the home just before 3 a.m. this morning. Police say the man was shot in the ankle. The victim was not identified. Investigators are searching for a female driver and three men in a van at the time of the shooting. WBZ News Time 2:33. Traffic and weather together. The Subaru Retailers of New England all-wheel drive traffic on the threes. Brought to you by local independent Realty Guild members. Here's David Cedrone.
Thank you, Ann Carrick. We're going to start with north of town. Your next report is at 2:43 on WBZ's Traffic on the Threes.
Thinking of buying or selling a home is local.
WBZ News Time 2:34, the 4-day WBZ AccuWeather forecast now with Barry Burbank.
Low overcast and areas of thinning fog. Barry Burbank on WBZ News Radio 1030.
Sunshine with some clouds, 74 degrees in Boston.
If your heart, live generously.
WBZ News Time 2:36.
A college degree. Go Rhino!
WBZ News Time 2:38, now Bloomberg Business.
Cheap pork. Bloomberg Business on WBZ News Radio 1030.
WBZ News Time 2:39. The rumors are running wild regarding Las Vegas shooter Stephen Paddock, and it's hampering the investigation.
In our eagerness to know why, Jim Roop, Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas shooting now is being called 1 October. An event billed as the largest gun show on the East Coast had gun enthusiasts lined up in Oaks, Pennsylvania on Friday. It's the Oaks Guntoberfest. This gun buyer supports restrictions on the sale of bump stocks.
I would support restrictions of a war weapon.
The device fits over the stock and grip of a semi-automatic rifle, allowing the weapon to fire continuously some 400 to 800 rounds in a single minute. Massachusetts is moving quickly to outlaw the so-called bump stock devices. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle filed bills to ban the devices. Among the supporters of the ban, Governor Charlie Baker. State Rep. David Lindsay, a Natick Democrat, filed legislation that would outlaw any device that increases the rate of discharge of a weapon and ban the sale of large-capacity feeding devices. Republican Senate Leader Bruce Tarr of Gloucester sponsored a bill to prohibit devices that effectively turn rifles and shotguns into weapons with firing capabilities similar to machine guns. Sesame Street's Big Bird, Kermit the Frog, Elmo, and other characters on the long-running TV show are enlisted to help children cope with traumatic events. WBZ's Mary Blake has details on the new initiative.
They might not give any indication
how to get to Sesame Street.
WBZ News, time 2:42. It's time to head over to the aceticket.com sports studio where Mike Riley has all the details on sports. Good afternoon.
All right, and good afternoon to you as well. We are Mike Riley, WBZ Sports.
There's a reason they call it a smartphone. Palm of your hand.
WBZ News time just past 2:43. Traffic and weather together. The Subaru Retailers of New England all-wheel drive traffic on the threes. Again, David Cedrone.
Thank you, Ann. And this traffic report is brought to you by Kubota. Your next report, 2:53 on WBZ's Traffic on the Threes.
Thank you, David. WBZ News time, 2:45. The 4-day WBZ AccuWeather forecast now with Barry Burbank.
A changeable amount of clouds and sunshine. Barry Burbank on WBZ News Radio 1030.
74 degrees, mostly sunny with some clouds in Boston.
This week at Bernie and Phil's, Bernie and Phil's.
WBZ News time, 2:46.
Thank you.
News, traffic, weather, and business reports. This is WBZ News Radio 1030. Serving Boston and all of New England.
WBZ News time 2:49, 74 degrees in Boston. I'm Ann Carrick. Here's what we're following in the WBZ newsroom. Millions of Gulf Coast residents are under threat from Hurricane Nate as it powers its way to the mainland. Parts of Louisiana, Alabama, and Florida are preparing for heavy rain, high winds, and storm surges. Nate is expected to hit land tonight. Vice President Mike Pence is in Las Vegas today paying his respects to the victims of Sunday's mass shooting. The visit comes as investigators continue to search for a motive. CBS News is reporting shooter Stephen Paddock's girlfriend told police she had concerns about his mental health. Federal prosecutors say an ISIS terror plot targeting New York City was prevented with the help of an undercover FBI agent. Three men allegedly planned to set off explosives in Times Square, on subways, and at concert venues last year. Polish Catholics hold rosaries and pray together today along the country's border, appealing to the Virgin Mary and God for salvation for Poland and the world. The event, called Rosary on the Borders, was organized by Catholics and endorsed by the Polish Church. Some say the event held anti-Islam overtones. Thousands of people rally in Madrid and Barcelona in a last-ditch call for both Spanish and Catalan leaders to avoid a national crisis over Catalonian independence.
The demonstrations in the Spanish capital. I'm Asya Fuchs.
President Trump is keeping a promise he made to religious leaders months ago.
The White House issued threatening legal action.
CBS Errol Barnett reporting from the White House. Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey is suing the Trump administration for allowing more employers to opt out of providing birth control coverage by claiming religious or moral objections. Healey says the decision is unconstitutional because it allows employers to impose their religious beliefs on workers.
You never know what you're going to get with me. I'm Morgan Wright Jr.
10 to midnight, right here on WBZ News Radio 1030.
WBZ News time 2:53, traffic and weather together. The Subaru Retailers of New England all-wheel drive, traffic on the threes. Let's get to David Cedrone.
Thank you, Ann. And we're going to look north of town first. Your next report, 3:03 on WBZ's Traffic on the Threes.
Thank you, David. WBZ News time, 2:54. The 4-day WBZ AccuWeather forecast now with Barry Burbank, brought to you by Toyota of Braintree.
We've got low overcast and areas of thinning fog. It's Barry Burbank on WBZ News Radio 1030.
74 degrees in Boston.
Switch it up at Tofengshan Toyota of Braintree. American flag.
WBZ News time, 2:55. On the Ring Central News Line, Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda. He put together an all-star cast for a special project to help Puerto Rico in the wake of Hurricane Maria. Jennifer Lopez, Gloria Estefan, Mark Anthony, and many others collaborated for a new song called Almost Like Praying. It airs tonight on Telemundo. He told CBS This Morning how the song came to be.
I felt as helpless as everyone with family on the island, and that'll be in the special that'll be on Telemundo.
And again, that special airs tonight on Telemundo. WBZ News time 2:57. The Newswatch continues with Mina Green. I'm Ann Carrick.